Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Okay, we're moving with Siman Shin Tes, and we're moving fast because we're going to be learning Siv Dalet, and I really hope to finish to complete the Siman tonight due to the fact that we are a little bit behind, and I want to just try to catch up a little bit. We're learning the halachas of it's bottom of page 222, last line. We're learning the halachas tonight a little bit more on the halachas of Mukta, more specifically. Actually, this is talking about bosses, Ludova Hetzel, Ludova Osso. So it's one specific halacha. We're going to be learning some rules with regards to the concept of bosses. We learned that if something is a Keli's holding, which something which is Mutta and which is Osso. I know we didn't discuss it yesterday in great detail, but previously we've discussed it, that if something is a bosses, Ludova Hetzel, Ludova Osso, so then it becomes a bosses itself. More on this now. Shochach Evan al Pichovi, so in Moz al Kaiv. Somebody forgot a stone in a barrel. Hoy Moz al Kaiv, was a coin on a pillow. So the pillow becomes a bosses. Typical example of a bosses. You've got a coin on a pillow. The pillow now becomes a bosses, is holding the mukta item. You're not allowed to carry the pillow around. But, yes, so the answer is yes if the following applies. The answer is yes. We learned that the bosses is only if it's intentionally placed, if the item was intentionally placed on the, we didn't speak about it yesterday, but in a different siman we spoke about, it only becomes a bosses if you place the item there with intention to be placed there. If you forget it, if it's a forgotten item, then it will not become a bosses. And that's what we're learning over here. Shochach Evan al Piachovis. If you forgot the stone on the barrel, or you forgot the coin on the pillow, so it wasn't there intentionally when Shabbos came in, it was a forgotten item. So the halacha is as follows. What you can do is mate chovis al tzido, you're allowed to tilt the barrel, or tilt the pillow on its side, and for even in the stone, no face is going to fall down. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to tilt it in a way that it's going to fall down. Not very different indeed than what we spoke yesterday, of tiltul klachiyad. It's very similar. It's within the same world of tilting it, and then it's going to fall down. And it's going to, so that's permitted. Menai rakar, and you like to shake the pillow. Famois nofres, and the coin is going to fall down. So to answer your question, if there's a coin, or in fact a mobile phone, or for that matter any mukta item which is forgotten on your pillow, what you are allowed to do is you're allowed to tilt it in a way that it's going to fall down. And then you have the pillow is then redeemed. All ready for you. Then it'll be more of a problem, yeah. Yeah, so the question is as to whether this het applies. If you have Levice, we're machmir. So yeah, it's going to be a problem. So it's assuming that Shulchan Aruch's first word is shochach, you forgot. You forgot. And indeed, it will more to follow soon. There's another het which we're going to come across. But for the moment, it's also, yeah. Oh, good. Good. That's a continuation of Shulchan Aruch. It's going to discuss that. So, Imoisa Chavis ben Chavis. Now, we have to remember that barrels were not made out of wood like they are nowadays. Barrels were made out of? No. 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 Wine barrels made out of? Ceramic. Yeah. So, there was a problem over here. That if you tilt this barrel, the ceramic barrel, and you've got a stone on there, and there's like lots of barrels around there, all your wines, the wines which have been aging there for, aged wines, they've been there for 20, 30 years, and you've got barrels of them that are worth a fortune and a half, and you're tilting out the barrel and the stone is going to go flying, you don't really want that because the stone is going to go right onto this ceramic barrel which is going to crack, and your wine is going to very literally going to go down the drain. So therefore, you've got a problem over here. And that leads into your question, very, very much your point, is that what if there's a damage involved by tilting it? So that's the scenario over here. Ve'ima, top line of page Kufyud base. Ve'ima iso achovis, if the barrel was, ben achovis, between other barrels. Be'inyan, in a way, she'in yochel ato iso isomim koima, that the barrels are positioned in a way that you cannot tilt it without causing any damage. By tilting it and letting the stone fly over, you're going to cause damage. For very similar to the case that you mentioned, if I've got a pillow and I've got a mobile phone on the pillow, and by tilting the mobile phone or any item which is going to break, mobile phone is not going to break, but has something which what could potentially break by tilting it over from the pillow. For mukta item, by tilting it, it's gonna go flying and break. Okay, imagine a case something is going to break. So the halacha is, you're allowed to lift up the barrel, or you're allowed to lift up the pillow, the way it is, with a stone, to a different place. You can lift it up gently. You're allowed to lift it up. Not only allowed to tilt it, and the stone is going to go flying. No, not only that, but if you're in a scenario that you're worried about, you're concerned about potential damage, you have to lift up the barrel, or you lift up the stone, which has the mukta item on it, you have to lift it up and move it elsewhere, to tilt it in a place where no damage is going to happen. It's going to fall down elsewhere. That is mukta. So again, if you've got a barrel, and on that barrel there is a stone, and the barrel now becomes a bossis. This is the key yesoid. The barrel becomes a bossis. Why is the barrel a bossis? Because you've got a stone on it. And it becomes a bossis. A dova mukta, a dova also. So the halacha is a bossis, you're not allowed to move a bossis. So the halacha is now, we're saying that, yes, it's true, generally speaking, you're not allowed to move a bossis, but here we're learning a heta. You're allowed to tilt the barrel in a way the stone is going to fall down. Which we said is quite similar to tilt to la de dova acha. You have to tilt it with the stone to fall out. But what happens if you can't do that? Because you're going to break in the neighboring barrel. Ceramic barrel, you're going to break it by tilting it over. The stone is going to go right into the barrel and damage it. So what happens if you don't want to do that? So the halacha is not only allowed to tilt the barrel, but there's another het over here. You're allowed to move this barrel, which is a bossis. You're allowed to lift up the barrel, which is a bossis, and move it elsewhere in safe area, and tilt it gently elsewhere where it's not going to break anything. So you're allowed to lift up, and move around, and schlep around this barrel, which is a mukta. And we said, that's going to be the same with regards to the pillow. If you've got a pillow, and there's a mukta item on top of it, which is going to break if you just tilt it over, I can't think of a case now. What would be a case? So you have something on the pillow, and by moving it over, it's going to break. Pardon? Yeah. Something was going to break. A mukta was going to break. Probably phones break. But okay. You don't have a carpeted floor. You've got a stone floor. You've got this fancy schmancy smartphone. And when you lift up, if you just lift over the, move the pillow, and the phone is going to go right on the stone, it's going to break. You're saying that it's going to break. So the halacha is you don't have to do that. You don't have to break your phone. So you're allowed to, although it's a bossis, the pillow has become a bossis, according to all opinions, you're allowed to lift up the pillow gently, you're allowed to lift up, it's mukta, it's bossis, but you're allowed to lift it up, move it gently across, go into lower it down, and then gently move it, that it's going to slide down without getting damaged, that you're allowed to do. Tilting is the best. So if you can tilt it without lifting it up, that's the best. But if, you mean, yeah.
The Isra bosses and the Isra mukta. Is one lower than the other?
What's the shayla? The bosses of a mukta. Oh, I see. I don't know. What do you think? What's better? I'd imagine it's better, but I don't have a raya for it. What do you think?
Well, the pillow, the bossis takes on exactly the same look as the mukta item itself. Therefore, it appears there's no difference.
I'm not sure. It's a good shayla. So the continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'minicham. Now we move on to another heta. V'minicham aleim edaitoy al das yishur sham beknisas Shabbos. What happens if you place the phone on the pillow for a very particular reason? You didn't intend to go to sleep that night. You intended to learn through the whole night. You didn't intend to actually, it was placed there, it wasn't forgotten there. It was placed there for a reason. Similarly also, the stone they placed on the barrel was there for a specific reason. It was meant to be that the lid is not going to fly off. to stone and whatever the mukta item that was placed there was there for a very reason. And he wasn't shokach, wasn't forgotten. That makes the bosses much more serious. Because then imamish becomes not a shokach bosses, but a real bosses, which makes him much more chamor. So everything we discussed until now was if it was the mukta item was forgotten there. And by coincidence, it was still there. So then we can be a bit lenient. Then we can, there's some kulas. But here we're learning now, what's going to be the halacha if it was not forgotten, but it was placed there intentionally? If it became a bosses with full kavana, what's the halacha then? Teaches us a Shulchan Aruch. If it was placed there with full intention. Aldas shishirusham with intention to remain there. Peknitas Shabbos when Shabbos comes in. It was not forgotten. It was placed there intentionally. Also, lahato is velenah, then you cannot lift, tilt it. It's also, you're not allowed to tilt. Tilting is only muta if it was a forgotten item. V'yesh oimrim, some however disagree and hold. Tafilenichon sham aldash ishurusham beknitas Shabbos. Some amati and say, even if it was placed there intentionally when Shabbos comes in, kedei, in order, she, because Shabbos kidei shiitleim peshabbos mutar atos enah peshabbos some are lenient and they say no, even if it was intentionally placed there when before Shabbos came in, it was meant to remain there, it's still mutar to tilt. But v'loy osur b'minichom al dash yishur sham kala Shabbos, and the only chomer is only if it's there to, if it was placed there intention to stay the whole Shabbos. To mishnevu is machmir. To mishnevu I believe is machmir, and we hold that tilting is not going to be mutar. There is a fascinating Mishnah Berurah over here, which addresses the following shaila. Mishnah Berurah goes on to a slide that he asks as follows. What happens, Rabbi Sai, if you've got a drawer? You've got a drawer. Let's say you've got a Natsai cupboard. Okay? You place all kinds of things. Now, you put that before Shabbos, you place that a mukta item. For instance, pardon? Yeah, okay, coins, good. You put some coins there. You put coins in the drawer now. Now, I want to know as to what does it mean now that, and it's like, it happens to have been in your cupboard, but you didn't actually place it within any particular place within the drawer. Does now the whole drawer become mukta bosses? Why?
Because if it's meant to hold other stuff, we've got other stuff.
There's other stuff in there. You're saying that since there's other stuff, so it becomes dovah osun, dovah muta, so it should be muta, let's say gufu mekoimo. Does everybody agree with that? What happens if there's nothing else there?
If you normally,
chiddush. Similar case, different shaila. What happens if you've got Shabbos candles, and let's say the Shabbos candles are on the tablecloth. Okay, I would like to know now, does it mean the tablecloth becomes a bosses? Tablecloth, is it a bosses? Because there's candles on it. Why? It's not structural. So you're saying it needs to be structural support. I hear those words.
So if you have a tray with the candles on.
Okay, tray. Yeah, tray for sure becomes a bosses. I'm talking about the tablecloth. So what's the difference? You're saying it's not structural support. There's a Mogen Avraham over here, which Mishnah Berurah quotes. It's a key Mogen Avraham with regards to Hilchas Bosses. He says, I'm reading the words. I'm just looking for the Prima Godim's words. 1 minute. Mogen Avraham's words, quote the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkot Yud Ches, I'm just reading for the key words.
It's in the middle of Sifkot Yud Ches. He brings the Mogen Avraham, and the words are that it is Bederech Akroy. Kimoy Sharegilin Lahosim. Okay. The words are, the key words are in the fourth line of the wide lines. So the key words. V'hine be'ikadin bosses masik b'mogen Avraham. The loy mikri bosses. This is a really important halach with the gav siluchas bosses. The mogen Avraham paskens that something is only considered a bosses. Him kein elo him kein hiniach olav dover mukte b'shvil shetis yashev olav betoy.
I love your words. I know it's a good translation of this mogen Avraham. In the words you said, it needs to be structural support. If it's haphazardly placed in it just happens to end up there, and it's being held up something just by chance, that is not, doesn't become a bosses. The boy said this is really, really important. It should be held properly. But if it's just haphazardly lying on top of something, in the drawer,
things are just dumped in your drawer, then the items there which are holding the mukta item are not becoming a bosses.
The tablecloth is not becoming bosses because it's not there to hold the candles. It's there to make the shop, the table nice. It's not there, I love your words, it's not for structural support. It just happens to be, as far as the candles are concerned, it just happens to be on the tablecloth. It's not really important. It's not holding it. It's a table that is holding the candles, and that's certainly becoming a bosses, unless you've sorted it out. But the tablecloth is not becoming a bosses because it's not there to hold, it's just coincidence. It's not there to hold the candles. If you've got in a drawer, you open up your drawer in your cupboard, you've got a million things there, and you just happen to place your phone there, and you're just being held by a item which you need to look at or something, whatever, so that is not becoming a mukta because it happens to be there. It happens to be holding it, and that doesn't become a mukta. It's important. Mogen Avraham Mishnah Berurah seems to pass like that. Does it make sense? I'll give you an example. I'll tell you. An example would be in your drawer. If you've got in your drawer, I just can't think of examples. Let's say you've got a sforim there. Okay, you've got a sforim there. And then you happen to put your watch there. Okay? Of course, one person should be careful not to have a watch on top of a sforim. But just for this shayla now. Okay, you've got a few sforim there. And you've got your watch there. And now, your alarm, something which is mukta. You put your phone there before Shabbos. Again, of course, the phone shouldn't be on top of the phone, but just for this minute. So now, if you want to take your sefer out, it's not bosses. The sefer has not become a bosses, although you had a phone there when Shabbos came in. Why? Because you just dumped it there. It wasn't meant to be holding the phone. It was the drawer is a bosses. The drawer is going to be a bosses, but not the sefer. Yeah, so let's say the drawer is open, you want to take the sefer out, whatever. Unless it's dovah ledovah hetel ledovah muta, so I'm saying that if the sefer might be okay because you got sforim there, so it becomes dovah hetel dovah. It doesn't matter because it's in the drawer, it's not on top of the sefer. It's not the place. The place of the phone is not on top of the sefer, it's that it's in the drawer. Every week it ends up somewhere else. Every night it ends up somewhere else. Always there for a reason? I suppose then it will be a problem. It's the word is there chakroi. It's not really there. Yeah, think about the tablecloth. Or can somebody think of another scenario like that? I think it's a very long Shemogan Avon. What could be another case of that? That it's not really being held on where it is. It's not really. Yeah. Just to be very honest with yourself. Is it instantly there or is it really there? Yeah, you're right. You have to be a bit careful with the hetzer. But it's. The Mishnah Berurah paskens like that if there is. It's an important, Rabbi said it's an important Magen Avraham. It's an important Marimokim. I'm moving on. I want to complete the let's carry on with the Ramah. The Oz, if it becomes a boss, is also, Afilinital, also Misham, also Letal Lakli. This is also an important rule. You've got a bosses, Rabbi said, and you've taken away the Oz item. You've got the Shabbos candles on the tray. The Shabbos candles were moved away. I don't know. Either you elegantly slid them down and elsewhere now, or a kid took it away. What about the tray? Is the tray still a boss's and also yes or no? The tray only without the candles. Is it, are you allowed to move it or not? Says the Ramah, second line, page 224. The Oz. Afilu nital or iso, if you had a scenario that something is a bosses, even if the also item has been removed, also letalta la kli, the kli remains also. The kli remains also without the bosses, is also in its own right. Temach shenas a bosses it over also, since he was a bosses for an issa item, le mixa Shabbos, for some of Shabbos, also kala Shabbos kuli, remains also for the entire Shabbos. Rabbi Isai, something was a bosses when Shabbos came in, it remains a bosses for the whole of Shabbos, even if the mukta item was removed. So if the, what was the case earlier? The tray of the Shabbos candle is a very good example. Say that the Shabbos candles were taken away, the tray remains bosses and also. It remains the bosses. Where the Shabbos candles, they've gone. But the tray remains bosses, and it's also. Who also kala Shabbos kol, it's also the whole Shabbos. V'chein b'chol muktzeh, the same applies with every single muktzeh in the world. V'chein yitzel lekamon simen shin yud. Him, oto miniach tova muktzeh al shel chaveiro ilo, amrino nase bosses tova also. That's a fascinating case. That's a lomdish case. That's a yeshivish shayla. Very yeshivish shayla. What happens if somebody, if you've got a tray, and somebody who has got, wants to shtech you, he puts something just a minute before Shabbos, he puts something muktzah on top of it. Okay, your hat. You have a hat, and he puts just before Shabbos when you're looking, he puts in there his MP3. Right? So aloha is that im odu miniach duva muktzah al shel chavei, if somebody puts a muktzah item on your keli, lo yamrin on the nasi bosses of osi, will not become a bosses. Why? Because of the general shas rule and klal, the ein odom oisa shel chaveiro shlemidaitoi. You cannot asa. It's fair, no? I cannot asa something for you. I can't.
It's not generally meant to be there.
No, I did it for a very good reason. I did it. I placed there. I don't want it to be anywhere else because I don't want it to use your hat. I don't want it anywhere else. I want this to be a punct in the middle over here. So it's not like the Magen Avraham's case. So that ain't not the most of those. So now you can imagine a discussion: what if a kid does it? What if a wife does it? What if a husband does it? What all these shailas? Do we say yes or no? But that's a rule that ain't not the most of those in shaloi. And finally, say hey, the loy shari the lehatu is in a dafke betzorich leguf achovitz veaka. That we said you're allowed to shake it and shake the bosses off. And redeem it from the mukta item. That's only if you need the barrel. Havelim tzorich lamokim achoves ve'akah. But if you need the lid of the barrel, or in a similar case, you need the pillow. Lo hispik lo yatir ve'nil, and it wasn't sufficient just to tilt it. Lo yochel taltanim or avenim or moiser or emlim fanas and mukoyimam. You'd be allowed to. That's the head that we mentioned earlier. You're allowed to move it in order to free it. So Rabbi said we learned lots of halachas tonight. Just to recap clearly what we learned. First, we learned about the rule of a bosses. We discussed bosses again. And we said that if something is a bosses, then it's actually, you know, it's also betiltul. We learned that's only if it's intentional. If it's shachach, something was forgotten there, and there's halacha you have to tilt it, and therefore the item is going to fall off, and that's permitted. You have to tilt the barrel, you have to tilt the pillow, on the muktzah the item falls off. We learned not only that, but even if you can't tilt it because it's going to damage the item, so the halacha is you're allowed to actually lift it up and move it to a place where it's going to be safely tilting and without any problems. You'll have to lift it up. Not only tilting is motor, but lifting up is fine as well, if you're concerned about damage. We learned that if this is all that we said of it is a special kula, if it's shochach, if the muktzah item was forgotten and hence became a bosses, that's shochach, which is a special kula. If it was placed intentionally there just before Shabbos, and it was intended to remain there, we learned halacha is that it's worse and you are not allowed to tilt. If somebody places something there to stay there all Shabbos, it's also to tilt it. There's an issa of tilting. There's mekilim, but lemaisu machmir. We learned that a bosses remains a bosses even once the mukta item has been removed. It remains a bosses for the whole Shabbos. We learned that a person cannot make a bosses for somebody else. Ein adam oisa shel chaveroi. A person cannot make an item forbidden for its owner. Yeah, you can only do it for yourself. Right, these are the lochs. And we then spoke about the Morgan Avraham as well, that if something is, what was your words? Structural support only, that's when it becomes a, no, it's very nice. That's only what Morgan Avraham holds, that only then it becomes a bosses. Otherwise, if it's derech akroi, then Morgan Avraham holds that it doesn't become a bosses, and the Mishnah Berurah is mekil al kol ponim makom tzorech. Good evening.